Hey everyone! Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, the Winter Olympics are upon us. Who's ready to go? Well, most of us probably can't afford to take a trip, to watch the Olympics. However, that's what a TV's for, right? Everyone can watch the Olympics on the television. Well, today's lesson is called the 23rd Winter Olympics. And some of the things that we're going to talk about today include snowboarding and freestyle skiing. Snowboarding and freestyle skiing. This sounds like a very exciting lesson. Open up your magazines to today's lesson. And let's talk about the Olympics. Follow me.
The 23rd Winter Olympics. Many athletes at this year's Winter Olympics have the world's attention. At the 2014 Winter Olympics, Japan's Yuzuru Hanyu won Japan's first ever men's figure skating gold medal. Can he repeat as champion in 2018? He will be confronting stiff competition from Canada's Patrick Chan and China's Jin Boyang. For the women, the Russians and the Americans are undoubtedly in the gold medal hunt as well as Japan. In snowboarding, Shaun White is back and hungry for a medal. He didn't win any in Sochi in 2014.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 confront 这个动词 ,con 这个字首是指一起。FRONT 这个字根是指脸部或前额，所以 confront 就是面对、正视或者是遭遇。例如 ，Teresa decided to confront her biggest fear, speaking in public. Teresa 决定要面对自己最大的恐惧，就是在公众面前演讲。Confront 也指对抗或对峙。例如 ，We're going to confront our toughest opponent tomorrow, last year's champion.我们明天就要和我们最强劲的对手一决胜负，就是去年的冠军队。它的名词是 confrontation。例如 ,many were injured during the confrontation between the protesters and the police. 这场警民对峙中有多人受伤。接下来我们看的是 undoubtedly 这个副词。UN 是否定的字首 ,doubt 是指怀疑。所以 undoubtedly 是指无疑地、肯定地或显然。例如 Bruno Mars is undoubtedly one of the most talented male singers nowadays. 火星人布鲁诺绝对是现今最有才华的男歌手之一。或者是 The highlight of the magic show was undoubtedly when the tigers disappeared and reappeared. 这场魔术秀的高潮无疑就是当老虎消失又重新出现的时刻。或者是 undoubtedly this movie will be a blockbuster. 这部片一定会大卖。 Well, we get to continue talking about the Winter Olympics. And once again, Gabe, you look like you're ready for some cold weather.
Oh, yeah. And I think it would be fun to go skiing whoosh, on those Olympic sports in Korea. However, I'm not there yet. I'm not that kind of athlete, Rebecca.
This point in time, right?
At this point in time.Rebecca has hopes that one day maybe I will make it to the Olympics, but Rebecca, I don't know if that's in the cards for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I know that it's definitely not one of my goals to go to the Olympics, but...
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah,
speaking of going to the Olympics, is it one of your goals to attend the Olympics sometime in the future?
So you bring up a good point. There's a difference between, like, competing in the Olympics and attending the Olympics, right?You know, not really.
Not really?
Not really.
If it happens, it happens.
Right. I'm not going to, make a lot of effort to take a trip to the Olympics at this point in time.
Right.
But things could change, right? Well, speaking of the Olympics, our lesson does say, many athletes at this year's Winter Olympics have the world's attention. Now, if you have the world's attention, that just means that a lot of people around the world are going to be watching you, and they're interested to know who is going to win.
And that's because people aren't just watching in Korea in person. They're watching on TV and the internet in so many different ways because these athletes have their attention. At the 2014 Winter Olympics, Japan's Yuzuru Hanyu won Japan's first ever men's figure skating gold medal. And that's a fun little word to know. Two words put together, first ever something. What does that mean?
Right. Now, you can use this phrase, first ever, when something has never happened before. And this is the first time that it's going to happen.
Right. And we use it when we're about to share something that is kind of special or it's pretty cool, right? If you do something for the first time, you want to share that with somebody. Chris created his first ever website. Sherry went on her first ever plane ride. She'd never ridden on a plane before, so it was exciting.
And of course, we're talking about in our lesson how this athlete won Japan's first ever men's figure skating gold medal. Now, in the Winter Olympics, I actually love watching figure skating.
Yeah, I think I like watching figure skating anyway, even if it's not in the Winter Olympics. And there's so many different tricks and things you can do if you're a figure skater, right?
That's right. So you can see this individual, he is using, what is that?
It's like a giant cube.
Yeah, a giant cube of some sort, and he's doing some really cool tricks.
But with his feet, he's doing figure skating.
Right.
Or he could.
Right. No, he does definitely have skates on,
right.
And it is like an ice rink. So anyway, there's a lot that you can do with figure skating.
But of course, with his feet, he's skating, so he's probably a pretty good figure skater. Now, we read on here learning about this Japanese guy, Yuzuru Hanyu. Can he repeat as champion in 2018? We read, he will be confronting stiff competition. What is stiff competition?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked. Now, of course, we know what a competition is, right? That's when people come together and they're trying to win. Now, stiff competition is when you're in a competition, you're competing against other people, but everyone is really, really, really good, so the possibility of winning is very difficult.
Now, usually we use the word competition or to compete when talking about a sport or Olympic Games like this. However, we also use it when talking about stiff competition, maybe for a position at a company or a role in a play or a movie. If a lot of people want that position in the company, then there is stiff competition. If a lot of people want that role, you better believe it, there is stiff competition. A lot of people are really good, and there will be competition.
That's right. So there will be some stiff competition at the Olympics. For the women, the Russians and the Americans are undoubtedly in the gold medal hunt, as well as Japan. Obviously, everyone wants the gold medal. Well, in snowboarding, Shaun White is back and hungry for a medal. Snowboarding. Now, I know, Gabe, you had mentioned that you enjoy snowboarding, right?
I do. I'm not very good, but yes, I think snowboarding is a great sport.
Do you think that you would enjoy competing?
Yeah, but I would not ever expect to win a snowboarding competition. I would just do it for the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I could do how long it would take me to perform amazing tricks like this.
Right. I bet Shaun White could probably do some of those tricks.
He could, because he is hungry for a medal, right? Well, to be hungry for, what does that mean, Rebecca?
Well, if you're hungry for something, that means that you want something really, really, really bad.
That's right. So you could be hungry to win. Some kids are just hungry for attention, right? We have more to learn about Shaun White and others later, but right now it's time for us to go to the
Info Cloud. Hello, everyone, and welcome to InfoCloud. Today, we would like to talk about the show in general
and what we want to bring to you this year.
We have some great ideas in the pipeline, and we are very excited to be bringing you excellent ways to learn about the English language in depth.
Wait a minute, Rex. Friends, in our excitement to talk about the show, we have used an expression that we should talk about.
Of course, Carolyn. I told you that we have a lot of good ideas in the pipeline, which is a fairly common way to talk about things in development.
When I hear this phrase, I think of an oil pipeline. In the United States and Canada, there are oil and natural gas pipelines that stretch long distances that carry crude material to refining centers.
And when those materials are in the pipeline, they are on the way and will certainly arrive unless an unforeseen disaster happens.
So when ideas or developments are in the pipeline, it means that they are well on their way.
If a game developer gave a news release about a sequel to a popular video game and said that the next installment was in the pipeline, that would mean that they have already started developing it.
And when Rex says that we have some excellent ways to explore English in the pipeline, it means that we have already started working on them and we'll bring them to you soon.
这是一个非常有趣的表达 in the pipeline, 已经在管线中了。通常 pipeline 这个字会让人想到输油管。如果原油已经在 pipeline 里面了，那就代表正在输送当中。所以当你说一件事情 in the pipeline, 就是已经在处理或是正在发展当中。而且感觉是相当正面的。例如你有一些灵感正在脑子里面转，正在构思当中，就可以说 I have some ideas in the pipeline。 这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次咱见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about the Winter Olympics. And this year, it seems like there's a lot of stiff competition. Now, what kind of sports might you be able to watch at the Winter Olympics? Well, of course, there's figure skating, snowboarding, and skiing. And of course, freestyle skiing. Well, friends, we have more to learn about the Winter Olympics, so let's continue with our lesson.
The 23rd Winter Olympics. Switzerland's Ayuri Podlodchikov, whose nickname is iPod, was fortunate enough to land a difficult move cleanly in the half-pipe competition. White did not. So, iPod won the half-pipe championship and the gold medal. Freestyle skiers will compete in 10 events during the Winter Games. Canadian sisters Justine and Chloe Dufour-Lapointe claimed the gold and silver medals, respectively, in the women's moguls in 2014. Both hope to return to the podium. Victories and defeats seem more intense on the world's largest sports stage. Don't miss any of the action.
OK, 继续我们看 respectively 这个副词。Respectively 是指个别或各自。例如 the twin sisters started their own businesses respectively and both are very successful. 这一对双胞胎姐妹各自创业而且都相当成功。或者是 Marion's two boys, Patrick and Andrew, are 5 and 2 respectively. Marion 的两个儿子 Patrick and Andrew 一个是五岁一个是两岁。它的形容词就是去掉字尾的 ly 变成 respective。例如 after my sister and I had a big fight, we went back to our respective bedrooms to calm down. 我跟姐姐大吵一架之后我们就回到各自房间去冷静。这我们看 mogul 这个名词 ,mogul 原本是指 冰上的雪丘。课文中的 women's moguls 是指女子雪上技巧比赛，也可以说成 ladies moguls， 也就是从高处滑雪下，然后有很多的冰丘。选手除了要保持速度跟平稳之外，还会有一些高难度的动作。例如 ,highlights of the women's moguls competition will be aired during the evening news. 女子雪上技巧比赛的精彩画面会在晚间新闻播出。Mogul 也可以指大人物。例如 ,movie moguls from different countries will attend the film festival. 各国的影业巨子都会参加这个影展。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we get to learn about another very special individual.From Switzerland. We read Switzerland's Iori Padlachikov.
Wow.
That's a really hard name.
Not bad, Rebecca.
I'm telling you, I'm trying.
Some names can be pretty hard to pronounce. His last name sounds Russian, Padlachikov, but he's from Switzerland.
Apparently, that's what our lesson says, but I'm very, very thankful that he has a nickname. His nickname is iPod. Well, iPod was fortunate enoughto land a difficult move cleanly in the half-pipe competition. White did not.
That's right. White reappears in this second section here. He didn't win any medals in 2014, and we read why, okay, because Padlachikov had. Now, Rebecca, would you prefer to call him Iori Padlachikov or iPod?
Definitely iPod.
Yeah.
So if you hear me talking about iPod, you know that I'm talking about this Swiss athlete. Well, anyway, we see the word fortunate in our lesson. And fortunately, we get to talk about a word that's related to this word, and that is the word fortunately. It's right here. If something is fortunate, or if you want to use the word fortunately, this just means that something good is happening. It's kind of like...good luck.
That's right. There are a couple of words related to the word fortunate that we thought you should know. So you could use this word like this. You have a problem? Fortunately, I have the answer. But what about the word unfortunate, Rebecca? What does that mean?
Now, unfortunate means that unlucky. You're unhappy. Something happened that you didn't really want to happen. It's a very...unfortunate situation.
For example, have you ever tried to get McDonald's breakfast, but you're late going out the door, and so you get there just after 10:30? We missed the McDonald's breakfast. How unfortunate.
How unfortunate. The only thing that is unfortunate about missing the McDonald's breakfast is missing the hash browns.
Oh, those are good.
Those are pretty good.Okay, so friends, let's review the words fortunate, fortunately, and unfortunate. Practice using those words.
So, Rebecca, our lesson makes it seem like iPod was lucky to land a difficult move cleanly in the half-pipe competition. Sometimes we use that word fortunate not just to talk about luck, but maybe a mixture, I mean, of the situation. There was definitely skill involved. It was not just luck.
Right. You make a very good point. But I think the idea here is that it was a very difficult move. Our lesson says that. And maybe a lot of other people did not land this move perfectly.
And, well, speaking of perfectly.
Yeah.
Like if you land something cleanly, we might also say he had a graceful landing. What's the opposite of that?
Are you talking about the word sloppily?
Oh, yeah. That's a good word.
Is that the word you're thinking of?
Yeah, sloppily.
Hey, I guess we're thinking the same thing right now, huh?
Right. So you could do something cleanly or gracefully, and the opposite, friends. You could say messily, but you could also say sloppily. He landed sloppily. It didn't look good at all. But we continue here. iPod won the half-pipe competition and the gold medal. We learned about some other people in this section. But let's jump down to the very last sentence, paragraph, where we read, victories and defeats seem more intense on the world's largest sports stage. So don't miss any of the action.
And I really like those words, the action. Now, when you hear the word action, that just refers to something that is happening, things that are happening, especially things that are exciting and important. things that you, basically a place that you want to be.
Yeah, sometimes we hear people say the phrase, oh, I want to get in on the action. Everybody else is playing and doing something fun. I want to get in on the action. Of course, at a football game or a big sports event, there is a lot of action going on. Are you able to get in on the action?
And of course, when you're at the Olympics, when you see the freestyle skiers and the figure skaters, there is a lot of action. Well, you know where else there's a lot of action?
Where is that, Rebecca?
Well, you know, in the review skits.
The review skits.
Yay, the thrill of victory.
Oh, the agony of defeat.
That sums up the feelings of every Olympic Games. I'm beaming because in 2014, I climbed the podium and was awarded an Olympic gold medal.
And I was a loser. I lost by hundredths of a second. Oh, just a little faster and I could have won gold.
Today's opening ceremony marks the beginning of the 23rd Winter Olympic Games in Pyeongchang, Republic of Korea.
This is the second Olympics to be held in Korea. Athletes will participate in 15 sport disciplines and 102 events.
These games are the first Winter Games to award 102 gold medals.
102 more chances to win gold!
Hey, 6 new events are featured this year. Sports Illustrated magazine ranks snowboarding, figure skating, and freestyle skiing as the most popular.
Snowboarding energizes audiences who love the speed, height, and the style of it.
I think figure skating is the most elegant of the Olympic sports.
Meanwhile, freestyle skiers navigate steep, bumpy ground and do amazing tricks.
Many athletes at this year's Winter Olympics have the world's attention.
Right. Can Japan's Hanyu get another gold medal in men's figure skating?
He's confronting stiff competition.
As for the women, Russia, America, and Japan are undoubtedly in the hunt for a gold medal.
In snowboarding, Shaun White is back and hungry for a medal.
He didn't win any in 2014.
And what about freestyle skiing?
Canadian sisters, Justine and Chloe, they claimed gold and silver medals in the women's moguls.
They both hope to return to the podium. Ah, victories! Yay!
And defeats.
They seem more intense on the world's largest sports stage. So don't miss out on the action! Victory!
And defeat!
Well, there seems to be a lot of pressure at the Olympics and a lot of stiff competition.
Yeah, you're right about that. I feel bad about the returning winners from the past Olympics. I know they're feeling extra pressure to match up to what they did last time. Well, friends, I hope that you can enjoy some of the Olympics on TV or in some other way this winter. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.